Part 4. Directions. You will hear some short talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each short talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Thank you for calling Highland Bank. We're sorry, but you've reached us after business hours, which are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays. If you don't need assistance from a teller, you can log on to our website to get information about your account. If you don't have an account, you can still find information about the locations of our branches, as well as maps with directions. Please call during regular business hours if you need further assistance.
Number 71. Who is this message intended for? Number 72. What is suggested about the tellers? Number 73. What can be found on the website? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following radio announcement.
The city of Cartersville is announcing an upcoming road project for all residents. Highway 7, which runs through the northern part of the city, will be expanded to 4 lanes. The work, which begins on June 12th, is expected to take a few months. The expected completion date is September 25th. Local traffic will be allowed, but should be limited to necessity. Traffic will be slow for the next few months, but the changes are needed because our town's population is growing fast. Please contact the Transportation Council at 555-3258 if you have any questions or comments.
Number 74. What is the purpose of this announcement? Number 75. When will the project be finished? Number 76. Why is the project being done? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Hello, everyone. On behalf of the Louisville Orchestra, I'd like to thank you for coming out to our final performance of the year. We'll begin the program tonight with Mozart's Symphony 41, conducted by Paul Williams. After the first part, we'll have a brief intermission. In the meantime, we encourage you to visit the stand in the lobby where you can purchase pamphlets and audio CDs. For those interested, tickets for next year's First Symphony, the Bloom Festival, will be on sale starting in January at our ticket box office or on our website. And now it's with great pleasure that I present to you the Louisville Orchestra.
Number 77. What is being introduced? Number 78. What are listeners invited to do? Number 79. What will happen in January? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following advertisement.
Spring is almost over, and we at Packlight have everything you need to simplify your summer vacation. We've just released our most recent luggage set, which is lighter than any other set you can find. It's not only light, but also sturdy enough to handle any load. If you are not happy with your purchase, we offer a money-back guarantee with no hassles. To promote our new line, we're offering a free gift to the first 300 customers. Our most popular backpack, which has compartments for all your camping needs. Check us out online at packlight.com to get your order in early and qualify for the free gift. All you have to do next is get ready to board the plane.
Number 80. What feature about the luggage is being emphasized in the advertisement? Number 81. What is being offered for free? Number 82. What is said about the website?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk. Colleagues and friends, before we leave, I'd just like to say a big thank you to you all for attending this year's symposium and making it the best attended event in its 12-year history. I would also like to thank our workshop coordinators, Brian Hughes and Cynthia Trotman, for their tireless efforts over the past 5 days. I hope you all learned as much from the workshops as I did. Finally, I'd also like to thank our keynote speaker, Dr. Sidney Mauvois of the Cheltenham School of Business, for his insightful look at modes of research in economics. Congratulations, everyone, on making this the most successful conference to date. I look forward to seeing you all again next year. Number 83. What is the speaker doing? Number 84. How long has this event been going on? Number 85. Which of the following is true about the conference? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following recorded message.
You have reached the offices of Heath Office Supply, conveniently located on West Hastings Street in the heart of Yorktown. We are sorry that there is no one available to take your call right now, but we will be open again on Monday morning at 9 o'clock. Business hours for the shop are 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on weekdays and on Saturdays from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Beginning in April, we will also be open from 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Please stop by to see our incredible selection of office supplies and take advantage of our monthly specials. We are now featuring reduced prices on our entire stock of inkjet printers and keyboards. Thank you for calling. We hope to see you soon.
Number 86. What kind of business has recorded this message? Number 87. Where is this business located? Number 88. What items are currently on sale? Go on to the next page. Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Attention all passengers. All flights bound for New York, Washington, D.C., and Boston have been grounded due to a large storm at the northeastern American coast. Flights to Sacramento and Los Angeles will experience a 15-minute delay while all other flights are on schedule. Flights coming in from Melbourne, your baggage claim has been shifted from Carousel 8 to Carousel 12. All refrigerated and fragile baggage can be found at Carousel 4 or at the Special Baggage Claim Office. For anyone requiring assistance, proceed to our baggage claim office or look for our baggage assistants dressed in red. We would also like to inform those of you interested in a downtown tour that our Vancouver tour bus can be found at our south exit, leaving four times a day at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. They make drop-offs at all major hotels in our downtown area and also to all resorts and shopping centers. Thank you for using our service.
Number 89. Where is the airport located? Number 90. Which destination cities will experience delays? Number 91. What can be found at Carousel 4?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following speech.
I'd like to talk to you all about the computer courses that we've been offering over at the community college. Although each employee is entitled to take the course free of charge, I've heard from several of you that many of the employees in your departments are not enrolling. Perhaps it's because they don't understand that learning more about computers can give them a competitive edge when it comes to promotions and bigger salaries. Making the course free hasn't motivated enough people to sign up, so I'm going to ask the college if they'll be able to send the professor here to our office to conduct the class. As managers, we hope that more of our staff will participate.
Number 92. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 93. Why is the course enrollment low? Number 94. What suggestion is made to increase enrollment? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message. Good morning, Mr. Kim. This is Carl Smith from Worldwide Tours. I got some information about the rescheduling you asked for yesterday. After checking all the airlines with flights from San Antonio to Ottawa, I found one that does have a stopover in Chicago. You'll be glad to hear that the flight is nearly $100 cheaper than the previously scheduled one. I've already made the reservation for you and sent the new flight schedule to the email address you gave me. If you could, just take a look at it and verify that it's what you wanted. If you don't have any lodging plans for Chicago, I know some good hotels there that you might like. Please call me back or email me to let me know what you'd like me to do. Have a great day. Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 96. How has Mr. Kim's itinerary been changed? Number 97. Why did Mr. Smith request that Mr. Kim contact him? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
Hello again, everyone. Before we conclude today's seminar, I'd like to introduce you to our keynote speaker, a person whose ideas you will find innovative and bright, Dr. Yu Chae-young. Dr. Yu leads the field in alternative energy research and has published numerous major studies in the past decade. Today, she's going to talk about hydroelectric power as a sustainable source of energy for our homes and cities. As you may know, Dr. Yu was just appointed as the lead researcher for an international alternative energy organization based in London. After her lecture, we'll have time for you to ask questions. Just raise your hand and an assistant will bring a microphone to you. And now, let's all welcome Dr. Yu Chae-young.
Number 98. Where probably is the speaker? Number 99. What will Dr. Yu discuss today? Number 100. What will happen after Dr. Yu speaks?